Really?
Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Gene. How you doing,
How
buddy?
How are you doing today? How you doing? I'm doing good. Thank
good.
You.
I'm good. It's been a real fun day so far for me. My husband's back at work for this week. I don't know about next week, but he's out of the house for a couple of days, and it's kind of nice to have just me and the cat. I know that we've got a couple of people who might be calling into the show today.
Good.
One has laryngitis, so if she calls, I'm just going to say hello. I'm not going to ask her to speak. The other one, definitely. Yesterday afternoon, we had somebody right after the show email us the correct answer to the trivia. So this person, whose name is Tool Time Florida, gets two entries into this week's opportunity to win a gift.
Excellent.
So, I do Excellent. Hope that Tool Time Florida is not like Best Toaster Oven and ignores us.
No. You know? Well, now, but let me ask you this, Mary. Where can everybody find information on our trivia question?
They can find information at beunique.org, or they can just click the description to the show, and we have everything you need right there.
Okay.
In fact, I want to give another hint. Now, should I give all four hints for today?
Sure. Let's do.
The question is, who was the mad monk of Russian history? And I will say that I will give Tool Time Florida another point if Tool Time Florida wants to email us with this person's full name. I don't know if Tool Time Florida is a man or a woman or whatever, but this person gave us the name that we think of this mad monk, Russian monk, but did not give the entire name, and it's a pretty long name. But anyway, this mad monk was a mystic and self-proclaimed holy man. He befriended the family of Nicholas II, the last Tsar of Russia. He gained considerable influence in late Imperial Russia. And he was an Aquarius. He was born January 21, 1869, in Pokrovskoye, Russia. He was 64 inches tall, and he was killed in December 1916. And let's see, we have a on the line. I want to make sure it's not my laryngitis. No, it's not. Let's see who this is. Hello, caller.
Hello.
It's Kathy Price from the Little Green Oasis. Woo-hoo.
Oh,
how you doing?
Kathy. How you doing? How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Awesome. I'm so glad you called. We're taking a break. What are you doing that you're taking a break from?
Oh, well, I'm not really taking a break. I'm wrapping chapsticks right now.
Oh, okay.
I'll take a break to call you.
Kathy's like us, Gene. She doesn't slow down for a minute. And when she does, it's It's only because something has gotten in her way and stopped her.
Yeah, yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So today's topic is, okay, let's talk about COVID. Or not.
Okay. Well,
so you guys,
I mean, I don't
what
know.
What do we want to talk about?
Well, it's such a big thing in a lot of people's minds, and I just want to say whatever you guys want to talk about. I know that we wore our masks and we flattened the curve like we should have, and that was good. But I think I just can't imagine we can't. I got an A in biology class in college, and I don't think we ought to all be running around masks, in my opinion, because I can't breathe when I. But that's all I think about COVID. Everybody has to do what's in their heart. I really believe that.
Well, that's true, Gene, but I don't like it because you can't see people's expressions.
Yeah.
You know, you can't see if they're happy or sad. I mean, your eyes show somewhat of your feelings or expression, but with your mouth, you smile and stuff, and you can't tell that if you got a mask on.
Well,
yeah, and there are women who love to wear a lipstick. You can't tell if they got it on or not.
That's true. That's true.
Of my sisters won't leave her home without lipstick.
Yeah. I want to say, though, that was something I thought about because I love to smile because at work you can, like, throw your smile really fast all the place, over the place, and it makes others smile. But
correct.
Guess what?
Yeah.
I don't always do it. I can't do it as well because I don't have my mouth, but it's like a personal challenge. Every time I go out, I try to make it a point to smile with my eyes without looking creepy. And most of the time I do.
Well, you think
you
look
know,
creepy.
Probably the rest of the time I'm a creep. But I have fun. I enjoy it.
That's the key. That is absolutely the key. Oh, man. Yeah, it's a challenge. And I know that it's a challenge to a lot of survivors of domestic violence. And by the way, this is Domestic Violence Month, trying to bring awareness to that. And a lot of people don't realize that violence in the home comes in many forms. It can be done passively, aggressively. It can be done psychologically or emotionally. And I know several people, but one in particular, who cannot wear a mask because for 18 or maybe it was 28, I forget, many years in her first marriage, she was smothered by her husband repeatedly. Putting things over her nose and mouth is traumatic for her.
Sure.
And there are a lot of people, there are a lot of veterans who have been prisoners of war. And this, even though there may not be active wars going on per se, there are many military people that are being abducted even now. And then, of course, there's the whole sex trafficking business. And those people are had their nose and mouth covered to keep them quiet or to subdue them. And so this is definitely a trick for a lot of people to have to wear a mask. And it keeps a lot of people homebound.
Yes. Absolutely.
The woman I was talking about earlier, she just wouldn't leave home because she said, if I have to wear a mask, I might as well die. And she just stayed home and ordered in her food, and that was how she did it. And I'll tell you, that's something else that I've come to understand. Because of where I live, I feel very fortunate. Way back before COVID ever struck in this area, I had hurt my back. And I started using Instacart to have my groceries delivered because I couldn't do it. I said two or three times, and my husband corrected me on that the other day. He said, you should not be on the radio saying but I'll get them all out of my hands. Anyway, my point is I started using Instacart, and before it was common, before it was the thing to do, I still do it. For many reasons now. There I go with that thumb again. That, yeah. But I have friends that live in a small rural town in South Carolina. They don't have that option. It is not an option. There is no food delivery. There might be a few restaurants that deliver pizza, but not every restaurant in that town delivers, and there aren't many. But also, no grocery stores. So for them, you can't get out. You better have good neighbors and good family and friends who come and help, because you're stuck.
Sure. Oh, a lot of people are just completely changed their life for you know, the worst, and people have died from it. It's a horrible thing. You know, I don't know the answer. For me, I just know I gotta have faith, you know, that it's gonna be okay. I know I'm gonna die sometime, and I hope it's not now. But I just, yeah, it's hard. It's so hard. I think about people sending their kids back to school. You know, what kind of decision is that? How hard is that? You know.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a real tough one. Nothing we can do. I mean, this falls under the category of the Serenity Prayer, which I spent the majority of my first marriage reciting that prayer.
Yes.
Give me the strength to change the things I can. Really, give me the courage to change the things I can. Oh, man, I can't remember. Kathy, do you know it?
And the serenity to know the difference.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, and the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Yep. And the
See, 20
you
years
change,
of
you
not.
Just,
20 years of me not having to recite that prayer every day for the last 20 years. It slipped to the back of my mind, but that used to be my daily mantra all day long, because I thought that I was in a situation I could get out of, so I was trying to figure out how to manage it.
Right.
Ended up getting out of it, and as a result, we are right here, because I can tell you this show would not be possible if I hadn't gotten out of the situation.
You accepted the things you couldn't change and changed the things you could.
True that.
And I found out there's a lot of things I can change.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. I think the biggest thing is get outside. You know, I mean, I wear my mask when I go in public, because I do. I choose to. But I don't wear it outside. I mean, I think the sunshine, we know, kills the germ. The UVs do.
Well, I believe, And I believe wearing the mask outdoors. Exactly. I think wearing the mask outdoors would be detrimental. You're breathing in your own air.
Right. But now I'll tell you, I do have to point out, I've been trying to come up with a list of things that are positive coming out of 2020. And I knew a guy one time who had halitosis so bad that something like this, I thought about him, that even though he's breathing it, he'd be not as uptight as he spent his whole life walking around breathing. He told me he sometimes catches holding his breath, and I thought about him in this whole thing. It was a blessing for him. You know? He couldn't cure it.
Wow.
Doctors couldn't cure it. So, you know, everywhere you turn, there's a blessing if you look.
But you have to find that, and that's been one of the things that I've been good at.
Yeah.
Look for that silver lining.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think it goes back to my thing. If you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. And I expect to have fun, and I expect good things to happen. And so it does. It's pretty awesome. And it's not anything that everybody can do it.
What were you going to say, Kathy?
I said it's the mindset. You got to set your mind to do it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I think Elisa said it was intention, the word she used.
Yes, yes.
Just go about it. And, you know, oh, my goodness, we're almost out of time. But, you know, it actually goes, I just sit here thinking, it goes all the way back to the the fly and the bee in the jar story that I told you way back when we first met, Mary, that changed my life.
Oh.
Anyway, now we're out of time. Darn it. Well, remind me to tell everybody another time. It's a fascinating idea, and I see it every day. But
you know what? We'll make that a topic for another day.
Maybe next week or something.
We need to start thinking about what we're going to talk about in November.
Okay.
I think we have topics all the way through October already.
Okay.
And tomorrow we get to give out the answer to the trivia question, and we'll pick a winner. I'm excited about that. Kathy, I'm so delighted that you called in.
Oh, it's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's always nice talking with you, too.
You'll have to call back
anytime.
We do our
best.
Right? Yeah.
If I'm not busy at market tomorrow, I'll call in again.
All right.
That would be awesome. Tomorrow
Sounds
we're going to talk about what's on your bookshelf.
Okay, excellent. I saved less than 10 books in my life.
I have a new book.
You have two? You have a new book?
I do.
Well, if you can call in tomorrow, or if you can't call in, send us an email. That'll get you another entry into the drawing. But you know what? I am not sending Kathy one of the gifts from Little Green Oasis. I'm going to give her something different if she wins.
Yeah, she's got one of those.
I can't wait for my neighbor Barbara will be coming home from her trip, and when she does, I'll walk over and I'll give her her gift, and it is one of the Little Green Oasis gifties. So anyway, I'm excited. Today's a good day. I'm going to be working on our blog most of the day, and then we'll reconvene tomorrow at noon. Bye, everybody.
All righty. See everybody.
Bye.
Have a good day.